no matter what. Easter egg, rotten life. Weather can be a big deal. I'm not talking about, you know, the enough talked about global warming. I mean just weather in general. Weather can halt an outside wedding. Weather can give you free days out of school. Weather can move a cow from one county to another and save a harvest from drought. Also, weather can give you rotten eggs. Really. Maybe I should explain. One Easter when I was young, we had snow on Easter Sunday. Growing up in Oklahoma, I can remember it being quite cold and snowy on a lot of days for spring, such as Easter, May Day, and of course prom night. Let's just say that winter weather greatly changes your whole outlook on looking for Easter eggs. Snow clearly puts the hunt into the Easter egg hunt, if you know what I'm saying. Basically, we couldn't play outside. It was just too cold and unspringish. So Mom decided that we could still decorate our Easter eggs as planned, hide them, and then have the Easter egg hunt. Wasn't that nice of her? To let us continue on with our festivities regardless of the weather forecasts? Little did we know that being nice about Easter egg hunts can be dangerous as well. A few weeks later, we all began to regret our little inside Easter day. You see, we had hidden several eggs, but we didn't quite find them all. Finding every egg inside a living structure is a detail you cannot skip over. That would be like jumping out of the airplane to skydive and not have checked your parachute. Or to get ready for work and forget to take off your worn-out house slippers. We took great pleasure in hiding each and every colored object, but it didn't take the same effort to remember where we put every single one. Therefore, the old rotten egg smell overpowered everything in our midst. Much later, of course, we found the egg and it was discarded. But boy, what a scented memory that lingered in our minds of Easter. In life, you will do many things and you will not always remember what you did. Even some little detail, perhaps. Somewhere, tucked away in a little corner of your mind, and most importantly, in someone else's mind, it still exists, even if you have forgotten. There it can sit and rot and decay and affect all things around it. So often now as an adult, my solution to that problem is to try to think about things before I say them. Look, I said try. I'm human, you know. I think, is it the truth? Am I being honest? Second, I think, how will this affect the person I'm saying it to? And thirdly, if I forget about it, is it going to have a rotten egg effect on me or anyone else weeks, months, or years down the road? I can say through several periods in my life, even through my Christian life, I have told lies, made up excuses, and spoken many an exaggerated story for no good reason. I can also say that for most of those, especially the ones that I forgot, I have had them come back to stink up my life. No matter how I am now, my past can still come back and remind me of my rotten eggs. Regret is an enormous emotion that I wish I had realized at a much earlier age. It wreaks a horrific, disheartening stench in your life, and it's very hard to get rid of so you can move on to a sweeter and more pleasant life. I know that as a Christian, we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. I also know that as a human, it is even harder to accept forgiveness from yourself. Proclaiming amnesia isn't the answer, no matter how obvious and although how frequently it is a plot on television. Only the peace that comes from our Lord can heal our hurt and others' hurt feelings, which we may have caused. No matter what was said, what act was committed, or how buried and forgotten that rotten Easter egg is, God still loves us and forgives us. He will take away a lot of that stink in life that was left behind. Now, as for our family and Easter egg hunts, it is a tradition that if it snows or blows, just use plastic Easter eggs and not the real thing. It is a lot easier to eat all that wonderful Easter candy without worrying about that bad smell. Don't forget, if you haven't already, feel free to comment or share this information with anybody, especially those who are not able to possibly even read. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing podcasts. And if you have not checked it out, you might want to also check out my children's books. I have currently 2 published children's books. The last one that I just did was Huggin' Jesus. And it's a cute way of a little girl talking about how her day was kind of not a good day. And she turns it around with the help of God. And then the first book I have is called Where's Grandpa? And it speaks about little ones finding out where loved ones have gone that have already passed away. It's a light conversation on how to explain a very difficult subject. So if you haven't checked those out, you might want to do that. You can buy them through myself, or you can get them online naturally through Amazon or through my publishers. If you would like a signed copy, that is no problem either. I just need to know what you would like for the inscription, what you would like for me to sign inside the book. And again, you would just contact me directly for that. I hope you all have a great weekend, and thank you for listening as always.